Hello, hello. This is Jim Ferguson of a show that is called A Hustler Spirit. I welcome all that's listening. This is our first show, our starting show. I got my co-host here, Ken. Ken, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great. I hope everyone's doing great out there.
Yeah, without a doubt, man, without a doubt. We do, I do. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, a very safe weekend, safe holiday. Everybody get a chance to get with the people that they care about, people that they love. And it's a wonderful thing, wonderful thing. How about yourself, man? You got a lot of plans for the holidays?
Not really, just don't keep it real small.
Yeah, don't keep it real small and keep it smooth, because that is what it's about, baby. I'm definitely going to do one thing. I'm going to keep my behind from that table, that's for sure. I think I'm going to spend more time working out, man, than anything. I definitely want to do that. Definitely want to do it. Well, let me tell you what's a little bit that's entailing about this show. We are basically bringing metaphysics to the street. We're bringing spiritual awareness to the street. Know quite a few people. Been experienced in quite a few things. And justice. And the show basically came out from a thought of seeing people not understanding how metaphysics can play a part in our lives. And the fact of that seeing people out here doing things that and going different routes that they don't need to go, and causing themselves more hassle, more problems, more situations if some things would just be thought through, taken a look at, and using all the advantages that are possible to us while we're on this plane of existence, while we're here. Because this is a basic, big, giant playground, a virtual playground, a virtual relearning experience. And, you know, me and Ken both have had our share of situations that we've seen and that we've had to deal with, and I've had mine. When we take a look at how we can help our own situations and our own path, I think that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to come on the radio, actually do this show, actually talk to people, you know, about my personal experiences. I have been blessed with a father that was highly spiritual, that is highly spiritual. I don't want to act like he's not here, but that he's highly spiritual. He was able to pass some things down to me over the course of my life, or pass some knowledge down to me, instill some knowledge into me that a lot of parents just maybe don't quite know how to do because they're not spiritually in tune. And he was able to do that, and then going through my own spiritual awareness, going through my own enlightenment, situations of paranormal, situations of things that I've actually seen with my own eyes that I can testify to. And after seeing those things and experiencing those things, I'm able to walk to it. I'm able to see these things on a spiritual level. You know, it's one thing that we joke around and we talk about so much is, and I tell people, when I was very young, probably about 10 years old, I was brought up in the Baptist church, and I know you was too, but basically what happened with that, I was not happy with some of the things that was being said. They were contradictive to my inner feelings, and I wanted them questioned. You know, I wanted to ask questions about them. I wanted to, man, let me find out. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to inherit something. And then if it's not settling to my innards, settling to my soul, then I'm just, I'm going to bite with it and just accept it for truth without me researching it. And I know, you know, me and you, we've talked quite a bit on it. And basically, I never forget my mother, set up a appointment with me to talk to the pastor at the church. And the questions that I had, she was there present. I know we talked about that before and we kind of laughed about it. But I actually had some questions that raised that man's eyebrow. And the questions that I asked afterwards, you know, he gave me some answers, some not selling, some. And but at the same time, my mother got to the car and she told me, she said, "You cannot be my son." I said, "What do you mean you can't be your son? Because if you're not taking this to be what it is, you can't be my son." That didn't bother me. That what that did was that actually increased my willingness to learn what was happening, what was going on, why was I able to do this, see this, be a part of this, and other people are not. Other people are struggling. Other people are having heart. What made my father different than the next father? What made my life and the different things going through my life different than the next? And I'm looking at, well, you know, we're all basically the same. Why? Well, it's bringing spirit in. And bringing that in and able to see that and to have it just take me completely over and to point me into direction that I needed to go. And with that, at a young age, and I know we talked about that before, Ken, multiple times, that I felt even as a young age that this earthly plane was put into a perpetual motion. That's something that I, you know, kind of hard when you're 10 and 11 and 12 years old that, you know, you come up with this philosophy that you are talking to people about it because they're looking at you like you're nuts. But I basically say, you know what? No, no, no. Why is there suffering? Why is there prosperity on one end? Why is there poverty on one end? Why is there people going through life like they seemingly just hanging on? So I wanted to keep searching. And as I searched, I was able to find. And with that, I am very happy about it, very happy about my awareness, and very happy about my life. And, you know, love to share it with you guys and you know, tell you my story and tell you the story that me and Ken have, the things that we've seen and the things that how we can help young people out there and help people our age and people even older. So tell me a little bit about your situation, Ken, about increasing your spiritual awareness and what's going on with you.
Well, basically, my spiritual awareness, it comes deep, and I have to get down and respect everything, all the elements that's just around me. I mean, I've had some good people in my life. I mean, two people that really meant a lot to me is my dad and my older brother. My older brother put a lot of, I mean, integrity into everything that he touched. And it formed me, my brother, and everyone around us to be that way, to just dig and go further.
That's right, and basically not skimming across life. You know, it's so funny. I'm an avid reader. I love Deepak Chopra, Fred Dyer. I love Sandra Ann Taylor. I read a lot of Sylvia Brown. I am actually studying the Kabbalah at this time. And when you know over the period of time and years, man, you sit back and you look at all of the religions, because in this show we're going to be touching religions, we're going to be touching different forms of it, we're going to be touching, you know, basically all the way from the Torah, Kabbalah, Quran, from the Bible. I mean, we'll be bringing up different things, and we welcome all you listeners too to call in and to conversate with us, and that's what it's about. But basically, is I made a decision at a young age to whatever I set my mind to, whatever I set my goals at, I'm going forward with them. And I'm going forward with them, and I'm not going with no fear. I'm not going soft-hearted. I'm not going anything. I used to see my father go at it, man. I mean, he used to go at that parts store because basically I'm an auto technician by trade, and Ken is an auto body person by trade, and he also owns his own landscaping company. So, you know, we're able to be in the workforce and to see things too. And not jumping really over subject, my father, back when I first started working on cars, because he was a transmission builder, one of the first black transmission builders in Cleveland, Ohio, he basically told me once I made a decision that I wanted to actually get into the automotive technical side, what he told me, I understood. He said, "Jim, he said, you're going to repair more cars while you sleep than while you're away. I said, okay. And I found that out firsthand. I could actually take a look at a car, go through, you know, my diagnostic work. Let's say the car gave me problems. But get home, get into bed, and relax and meditate and actually be pointed into a direction of repairing that car that I would have no clue to even go. And I know many a times we had talked about that, man, that, you know, understanding. And all that basic was is I was tapping into an information grid. And that grid, that information grid, helped me to actually repair that car. And I've seen it firsthand. So, but even back to the scriptures and the scrolls and the different books that I'm reading, what I made a decision about doing is not skimming through life. I wanted to dig and go deep. You know, a lot of people, you know, they'll go to the Caribbean and they'll go vacation. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Big Daddy, they'll do that. And, you know, they just, touch the water a little bit. I put my finger on the water a little bit. But never dive in. So how many people, and I can say this personally, that I've seen from family to friends, that they do not dip their whole internal soul into things that they say that they want to do. I mean, I know you can see that in a ton of people now.
But I mean, I'm living it like day to day. I mean, I'm personally myself, I'm going through a lot of things. It might be financially, and everybody seems to be around me are afraid. You know, you're scared to lose your last dollar if you're not gonna get another one. Or that there's nothing other opportunities out here for you. I mean, I've stopped working on cars for the past 7-8 years. I can go back to it. I can do anything that I set my mind to. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to challenge anything. And I'm not ever going to back down. I'm from this day forward, like we had talked couple months ago, and I said, I'm going to be a bull about everything. I'm putting my horns on.
You got to, baby. You got to very
I'm living the rest of my life out like that.
That's right. That's right. Because it basically, if you don't, what happens? You live in a shell.
Anything that I want, and I've been truly blessed, if I set my mind at certain things, and I get it. Once I set my mind and I've asked the universe for it, it's coming. I don't even have to second guess it.
You know what? And that's a perfect point because actually, me being as blessed as I am, I sat back and I looked at, and we talked about this many a day, Ken, is why that everything I set my mind to, everything that I impress onto universe with my desires, it comes to me in an expedient rate. I'm not talking to other people. I've seen people pray for 40 years, 40 years, pray their whole life, and never receive what they're praying for. So my key was, why is it coming to me, but it's not coming to the next? It must be a system. It has to be. That is what started the spiritual awareness. It had to be a system. Why is it that I can set my mind to some of the, we got to laugh about it, some of the craziest things I am set to do, and they come out. They come out, and they come out, and they work. So the main thing that I wanted to do is I wanted to study it, because I don't care if I'm reading Wallace D. Wattles. I don't care if I'm reading Napoleon Hill. I don't care what every single thing is based on a science. Science of wealth, science of health, science of spirituality. It is a exact science. And that science, that is what I want to do. That is what I want to know, and I will not be denied. And as many scriptures and scrolls tell you, as you walk nigh unto it, it will have to walk nigh unto you. And that's what I want. I want it all. I want to drop the bomb on it.
I want it all now, but I have to be now for me. I'm trying to be more obedient to the things that I ask for, and also just try to pick up and see them coming. And I'm not afraid of what, when I ask for it, it's coming, and not even second guess it, but really, truly be obedient for what I want and stay on that task.
You know what, and too, and that's the main thing of the situation that I wanted to definitely dip into. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to get on the radio is the fact about being obedient, the fact about understanding spiritual laws. And I know somewhat, you know, we've got a whole lot to say, a whole lot of shows to come. We got guest people coming on that will speak on this, whether it's on the medical side, on the paranormal side, on dealing with Akashic records. But one of the situations that I've seen out there is that people lack the willingness to think out the box. You know, it's like herd the cows in a pen somewhere. You know what I mean? Just you're stuck there and you're not thinking out the box. No, the hell with that. I'm going out the box. I'm not. What you telling me that I shouldn't study? That's what I'm studying. What you telling me that's not possible? That's what I'm studying. What you telling me not to believe in? That's what I'm believing in. That's what I'm searching for.
But I was just talking to someone earlier today. We had went to the bank and he asked for a copy of the check. But
right.
He said, "Could I get a photostatic copy of a check of that check?" And I was.
My man wanted to see it. He wanted to see it for real.
So when we walked out, I asked him what was a photostatic copy.
Right.
And he said, "I don't know."
But I asked him,
"So where did you get that from?" He said, "That's what my old man called it." And it just went from one generation to another.
Right.
And
he'll
probably have his kids saying the same crazy
shit. Right, the same thing. I believe me, man. I know what you're saying.
And just that's just an analogy, but, I mean, we can't be afraid to go out of the box or, you know, try something different or do something different. You know, if I have a belief and I'm strong about it and no one can make me buckle about it, you can't make me change. But, I mean, I genuinely, what I'm talking about, If I have a strong belief in something, believe me, I just didn't think of it yesterday. I studied and I came to a reason why it was better, a choice for me to pass it on. And it's always going to be good. It's going to be nothing negative.
Well, the thing about it is, there's good in everything. You can, you know, people can say, "Well, what are you talking about, man?" Yeah, there's good in every single thing. You can say, Well, homie had his throat slashed, and they stuffed him in the car and put money in his mouth. But there could be some good in it. I mean, you know, let's keep that real. We don't know what dude did to actually cause that. So before you start shedding the tin for it, you might want to check out what homie did. You know what I mean? There might be some good in that, because all basically you did is send homie back home. But anyway, back to that situation, I definitely wanted to remind myself consistently to always tell myself, "Jim, think out the box." Now, back to the people that I've been knowing, you know, people that I've seen, 40 years, and it kind of plays on, man, what you're talking about as far as, you know, looking at things, but also having a objective mindset about it. Now, the common sense thing for me is to think about, if I've been praying for something, and I ain't really seen no signs of it. I ain't really seen the glimmer of it. It just looks like it's not coming to fruition. I mean, it's not manifesting. I'm just thinking that I might need to change the system of what I'm doing. If it's not, if I can look back and say, "Well, damn, grandmama, she been praying. She didn't get it. She died broke. She died of this. What's going on? Daughters, you know, her immediate family doing the same basic thing. Is there something there else?" Now, the flip side of it, let's go to the other families. Woo! Everything they touch, baby, like gold. Every single thing they touch, gold. What is different in this family compared to the next family? And it's got nothing to do with color, white, black, green, who gives a who? Nothing to do with that. Has something to do with mindset. Has something to do with spiritual awareness. Now, let me give you something else. It's so funny. I heard old guy back in the day tell me this. He said, "Jim, what would you call, you got, you know, people go, they got their hound dogs and they go coon hunting. You know, and they sitting there, they go raccoon, and they shoot them after it's a sport. And you get a dog that you train, and this dog is supposed to, I mean, help me out, this dog's supposed to light on trees that where these animals are stuck in the tree somewhere. Now, you get a dog that lights on a tree that there's nothing in the tree. You give them that the first time. Dog lights on the tree, there's nothing in the tree. You give them that maybe the second time, but the third time, you would call that dog ignorant. You know, something's wrong with the training of the dog. Is it the trainer? Or is it the dog? But whatever it is, you've got to change up the mindset. You've got to change up the equation. It's so funny. You know, and you hear people, you do the, and you can, you know, you read a lot of books and you read a lot of, you know, financial prosperity books. If you got the same equation, now we've all agreed in this plane of existence that we're in, that 2 plus 2 is 4. We've agreed to that. I mean, would you say that? Would you say you agree to that?
Somewhat.
Well, 2 plus 2 is 4. I mean, but it's...
say 1 plus 1 is 2, but it could actually be 3 because it's something in the middle.
But you know my point.
Before I forget this, okay, now there's a situation where just like this Thanksgiving Day or something, and you and a little girl sitting there watching her mom cook a turkey or something, and grandma used to cook a turkey, but she would cut one of the legs off.
Okay.
Now, I seen it on a commercial.
Right.
And that was supposed to, that's the secret recipe or something, the secret tradition.
Right.
But the little girl, third step down, asked her, well, why are we always cutting the leg off?
Right.
Because grandma used to do it, or exactly. Great-grandma used to do it.
Right.
The reason that great-grandma did it because the turkey didn't fit in the pan, the roaster that she had.
I heard that, right. And it passes down. No.
I mean, but so many people have traditions of certain things that don't make no sense.
But they got nothing to back it up. I mean, they mean
and they have nothing right. really substantial to back it up. And
right.
you could live your life like that. You could get with a mate that is so afraid that, well, if I say this $10,000 and we got this nest egg,
right.
but will make you go out and have a heart attack when you're a little behind to catch up.
Without a doubt.
If you get a second job, we won't have to touch this 10, but if I took this 10 and paid what we needed to pay and maybe something else down, I can see something that's way greater than the 10.
Exactly. Not just holding back on the 10.
Why do we live so... to be afraid or trying to make a comfort zone.
Well, here's the deal. And this is one of the envelopes that we're going to be pressing on the show. There is no comfort zone. If you get into that stagnation or I'm comfortable or cruise, universe doesn't cruise at anything. It is continually evolving. You hear people say, well, the universe was made. Wrong. The universe is being made consistently. Never the same. Every nanosecond, every whatever you want to call, because I'm not a believer in time, other than calling it time space continuum. I'm not a believer in time. I'm not even going to kiss time in the mouth. I don't even care about that. But it's consistently moving. If people have a stagnant mindset, these are the things about, ooh, let's hold the 10 and let's do this and let's not do that. But guess what happens, man, when you spend more time on that? But anyway, I'm going to get back to this one point. We go 2 plus 2 is 4. However the situation is, we've agreed to that. We cannot change the outcome of that equation until we change those numbers. So we go through life, and it's back to your same point, man. You go through life every single day looking for a different outcome, but you're not putting not one single thing in the front of that equation to change it. I don't care whether a child looks at a parent and emulates that parent and then brings that mindset down to their kids. This is why people are in a lock mode. Think about it. If you go back to that example and take the average person or take a lot of people in society, they'll sit there and they'll look at, well, my mama did it. Or you hear somebody just as ignorant as they can be saying, well, my daddy smoked. He ain't died or nothing. So I can smoke. I mean, you know what I mean? Or, you know, my so-and-so did this and ain't nothing happened to them. Smoked every day, but you keep that, you know, keep it up and see what your numbers might be. You not your daddy, you not your grandmother, but think about all the other situations. So what I'm saying to that is, This is the type of stuff that we want to get into. Let's get those mindsets changed. And let's get the mindsets changed, but in a way that we can ease up some of these pains. You know, it's so funny. I had a chance to visit a church that my mother actually went to, was a member of. And I went into the church, and I sat there, and I listened to these people talk about money, talk about how hard it is to get money, how if you not related to Oprah, it's going to be a hard road for you. And I said, you know, that's a hellified thing to tell somebody, that most people are going to church trying to find some type of relief or answer. And to hear that, that's more stress, dude, in the joint than it is before the joint. So I'm like, man, no. Man, if I could just give me 10 minutes up here on this mic and let me say a couple things to these people. It is as hard as you choose it to be. And the main thing that I was able to find out in the course of my life is every single thing that we have charted, and we'll get into that, that these things that seem familiar to you, things that all of a sudden mysteriously pop up in your life, that you have something to do with, you have the ability to choose. You can choose. And when you look at every single thing that has went on in your life, every event, you have a choice on how you want to approach that thing, whatever it might be, those crossroads, those bumps, those humps. And people, man, when you see them, you can look in their eyes and they're looking like, man, I don't even have an answer for it. And we have by birthright, by the right that we have coming into this dimension, we have the ability to tap onto those resources to get us over these challenges that we have.
And that's just someone telling you a simple no, but do you accept it? Well, I don't accept it because a guy could tell me, then I just move to the next level because I don't want to deal with you. But you're not going to take me off the site that I see. You might pull me to the left, just take me to the right, but I'm going around you and I'm going to get what I want.
And all that's a choice. The thing we think about it. You know what I often say, and me and Kim, we often talk about it, man, we talk about it all the time. We have a ability to choose to engage or not engage. Somebody coming at you off the wall, I don't care what type of hustle you might be in, because, I mean, you know, I don't care, whatever it is, whatever you're doing, however comes your way, you have the ability to make a choice, a decision. But here's the catch of it all. This is the basic bottom line of everything. You have energy sources, you have certain amount of a connection to the infinite intelligence that's out there in the universe to aid you on every decision that you make. And 99.9% of society are ignorant to this information. You get glimpses of it, pieces of it, and you know why you get glimpses and pieces of it? Because you choose not to engage. The basic bottom line. I mean, you know, we hear back to my story about the church. Man, I'm looking at the people's faces. I'm looking at the people frowning up to say, oh, my God, if I can't find any relief, I'm trying to look for an answer here. I'm trying to, what can I do? I'm looking for relief. I need to, and then to hear those things in a place of worship, the average person didn't knock their spirit. To me, it lit a fire. But I'm saying to myself, man, there's no way. I can see why. It was 10 years, if not longer, that I entered into a church and actually heard some of the rhetoric that was going on with what these pastors are saying to people, telling you, and these people taking this for face value. And what's so funny, Ken, and we talk about it all the time, man, every single thing dealing with spirit or dealing with anything else that you're getting into is personal. Every single thing is personal. We don't come on to say, you know, I'm a believer in this, I'm a believer in that, I'm a believer in that. You should. No, it's personal, man. You want to hear, you want to go on with this road of success that we're going to be on, then come on and join. But at the same time, everything that you choose, everything that you have in front of you, it is a choice and it's personal. Every single thing. Your personal experience with infinite intelligence / God / whatever you want to call it, is personal. And you can make it a willingness to engage to have a wonderful experience this lifetime, to have a wonderful, joyous life, to have all of your desires come forth to you, and just and then not only that, to be able to instill that into your kids, into your friends, into family. Because what it's about at this point, man, is waking up. Waking the freak up and say, man, there's other ways. And this stuff is not complicated. You know, we often talk about how this dimension is a basic virtual playing field. It's like a playground. And if we look at it like that, all of the life challenges and stuff that come across us, we can laugh at them, man. We don't have to be like we're puppets, like, you know, I'm waiting on something, I'm waiting on a sign, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know. You keep vibrating, I don't know. It's going to stay, I don't know. You got to take a stand. You know, God didn't put us here, man, to be slaves to this. He put us here so we're here to rule this plane. Serve the other two planes, but you're here to rule. You're not here to have these little challenges, man, overtake you and overtake. Not only have they not overtaken people on their personal end, yeah, they done overtook people in a whole life lineage.
But, I mean, it's a certain element out here that, I mean, that's a person's mission just to screw stuff up. You or anybody else out there.
You said throw a monkey wrench in, huh?
If that's what you want to call it,
yeah.
The haters or whatever, whatever it is. Even, I mean, finances, the same way. I mean, if you don't have something, how can someone make you get it?
Right.
They make you get it by fucking with you.
Yeah.
To go out and do better.
Right.
I mean, excuse what I just said.
No,
but
let's keep it real, baby. This is what this is called, man.
I mean,
a hustler spirit.
But you don't. No one has to accept anything that someone puts on you negative. You don't. I mean, you can take it, but throw it over your back and keep on going,
right,
and have a set of mission,
a plan. You know what it is, too, man. Some of the most successful people in the world. I don't care what it is. Very important. They write those desires down. They look at them every day. They embed those desires in their subconscious mind, and they move towards them. Let me say this. One of the most important things, we get into our lives due to our faith. But here's the deal. Faith and no action is dead faith. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that you know you can do this, and you got to believe that universe is going to set certain things in motion. We don't need to know exactly how universe sets those things in motion. We just need to know that it's going to happen. That it's going to happen. And what you do from that point is you take that faith and you have faith with movement.
But
and that's
Big
what
Daddy,
I call active
faith. You ever think about what builds it? You know, because, I mean, I lately I be down. But I can't stay down that way. I can't stay down. I gotta build up, and I applaud anybody who tries to always try to put me in a position, in a downward position, because it ain't nothing that they can put on my back to keep me that way.
Well, you welcome it in a sense that you know that what they basically do, it'll light a fire under you, you know, and in lighting that fire, if you know that's what you choose to engage in, without a doubt. But at the same time, we don't run from it. You know, we're not sitting there turning our backs to anything. I mean, what we said, no more different than starting this radio show. No more different than starting my clothing line. No more different than starting the website, man. It's about putting that stuff down, and it's about doing it. It's having that diligence, having that, and having that resilience, having that mindset, you know, of setting yourself. And, you know, what's so funny about it is, and we can talk a little bit about this economy, too. And you hear, man, you cut the TV on, cut the radio on, blah, 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 blah. Let me say this to you, man. You can have that on CNN, Fox, and all the rest of those stations every single day. I am not listening to it because, to me, this financial situation with this United States, it's personal. Every individual has to do whatever is necessary that they feel is necessary to do to handle their economy. I don't need to have a radio station, a TV station tell me that, you know, the economy is this way. For every action, there is a reaction. So, you know, even talking about it, because we're going to have people dealing with real estate issues too, you know, talking about it, experts in the field talking about this. If one part of the real estate business is down. If I'm not mistaken, that reaction to the real estate business will cause another reaction that now what's open, what's free open in the market? What can we do? People losing their homes, okay? Where are people going to live? They got to rent. Well, we need to buy houses up and we need to have them so they're affordable rent to the economy, until you feel that the economy has changed. I mean, we need security for people buying houses. I mean, I'm talking to people buying houses, each house $1,000. You guys are buying 60, 70 houses at a whop. Well, what are you going to do with the houses? You got to secure them. But we can create free market out here. Let's create security companies out here to secure. Those are just one examples of things. For every action, there's a reaction. So how willingly people in their mindsets, you know, are not, once again, being guided down a propaganda line. Of course, news wants to knock on these stories because these stories are bringing high interest up. But do you have to engage in that? Do you have to engage in that mindset? If everybody had a positive mindset about the economy, or if the government wanted to set up, well, I don't care whether you want to call it lies or positive propaganda. Woo, you know, unemployment rate just went down. How many people would just, you know, would say, man, you know, that's a wonderful thing. Well, maybe we can get out here and start doing something. Whatever it takes for us. But where we come in at is that we can bring in a metaphysical point about it that you don't have to engage in the mindset of the masses. You can be that person. How many companies are out here flourishing right now? They're not trying to hear about the economy not being a certain way. You can pick the pace up on anything you want to pick the pace up on. What do you want to do? All this is creating new opportunities for new business. That's just my personal opinion about it, man.
Well, Big Daddy, it's just what you said. And basically, what it boils down to is a change. It's a change on how I do things. It's a change on how I used to do things. I mean, you have to be flexible and be able to change to make something better for yourself.
And man, you know what, right now, it's so funny. You hear people talk about Barack Obama. You hear so many people talk about him being president. It is a wonderful thing. That alone, that whole situation alone, you know, you sit back and you're looking at, you're holding back the tears, and, it's emotional. But you know what grasped me, and I think we might have even talked about it the day after, man. It was the fact of that we were able to see a conscious awareness change within a lot of people within this United States. And that was so important because it showed other countries too, man, that, you know what, anything is possible. And if we keep that mindset, that is it. But getting back to the basic line, for that change to be successful, that means people's mindset individually have to do their part to make it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, we can sit there and I can say, "Ooh, man, you know, I got a V8 motor, baby, and I got 450 horsepower in it, but I got one cylinder that's not quite right. One cylinder that's not right. One cylinder not up to optimum efficiency. I have a problem with that motor." You know what I mean? So when we look at each other, we're Barack Obama is the president-elect, but every individual out here is the different pistons and the cogs and the rings and all the stuff that's in it. And we've got to do our part. And the best thing that we can do, man, is pick up our awareness and not be, you know what, I'll tell you what the key word is, diversification, being diversified. We can just be diversified, I think, no matter what. But I'm going to tell you another thing, too, man, that come to mind, even with this situation. People that have fallen into this rut with this economy, you're able to see how you now need to strengthen that diversity. You know what I'm saying? Because you can say to yourself, well, you know, I have a degree in this, this, and this. Yeah, but you might need one in something else, too.
Yeah, but the bottom line is it's just to have what you need. And the substance is basically is some substance.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have it. You can't do without it. And you have to have diversity. You can't do the days are over where you can just do one thing and be satisfied with it.
You need multiple pathways of money coming in. That is for sure. I don't care what you do. I mean, you've got guys out here that, you know, you may be a cable technician during the day, but you may be making, you know, cylinder heads for Ford that night. I mean, you know what I mean? Whatever you want to do, but it's now, once again, going back to the same point, everything is individual. What do you want to do? how much resilience you have, how much dedication you have. But, you know, I can go to restaurants, and matter of fact, after we get done with this show, man, we're going to sit down and go grab us a bite to eat. I see now the awareness. I go to these restaurants, and you can see the restaurants that are failing, and you can see the restaurants that are doing well. And guess what? The ones that are doing well, personal attention.
Oh,
that personal feel.
You see it in the hood.
Baby, yes, you do.
I go to this little dairy corner dairy store.
Right.
People, had them.
You get a thank you now, don't you?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir. You get a thank you now because people are understanding too, man. Guess what? I got to do something a little bit different. And I don't care any, and I'm talking about that's dealing with all transactions in the hood, baby. There's some situations going on now. There's some people getting a little bit more bang for the buck right now. You understand me what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Ain't no people out there skimming so much off the top no more. You know what I mean? So that, you know, you gotta have a competitive nature with yourself, baby. And that's with all things. So, you know what I mean? And I'm telling you, we are going to drop the bomb. I said when I come on this show, I want to drop the bomb. I ain't want no more skimming. Ain't no more. I want to dig. You know how the kids used to dig their hand in the birthday cake? I want my cake, and I want it, and I want to eat it too. And I ain't talking about you can't have your cake and eat it too. Man, I'll be damned. I'm going to show you. I'm going to have mine and some more and somebody else.
I just don't want the cake. I want the cake and the cream.
My man say he want the cake and the cream. You better believe it. I want that buttercream icing too, baby. And they need to be playing around. But definitely that. But what I did want to actually touch is that we're actually going to be getting into a little bit of promotions. We're going to be doing some promotions and up and coming shows, and we're going to have some things coming. I'm going to set off what I am calling a wellness tour. We're going to be dealing with some comedy. We're going to be dealing with some R&B. That's for some of the old heads out there. And we're going to be dealing with some hip-hop, too. And what we're going to do is we're going to be taking this to city to city. We'll probably hit some college scenes with it. And we'll be speaking. Those, and we'll be letting people know up-and-coming shows when this is going to happen. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting it off. I definitely got to put it out there, baby. Got the clothing line coming out. So we got them Winter Scullies. We got those coming. And you'll be able to get on. The website should be up and running within 2 weeks or less.
We have a beautiful selection of candles.
we're gonna be making them too. The website is going to be www.ahustlerspirit.com. That is going to be the website. And you'll be able to get onto that website. We'll be able to deal with, we have a Dr. Fred Harris out of Cleveland, Ohio, that is going to be a guest host with us multiple times. He's going to be on talking about health issues. Be taking phone calls about that. We'll be doing that. I have a wonderful friend of mine, Leon Anderson, who owns Sports and Spine Physical Therapy in Beechwood. And I believe he has an office in Broadview Heights. And he has offices in, I believe, North Carolina. I'll get that information, too. But basically, he'll be on helping you out if you got back issues, if you got, you know, shoulder issues, if, you know, whatever the situation is with that, helping you in preventive medicine also, helping you with that. I also have a person that's going to be on with us, and her name is Anita. She is a reflexologist. And now, you know, I was telling you about that, man. You go in and get your detox stuff done. They go in, you go in, put your feet in this salt water. They run electricity through this water, draws out impurities from your body, and she's able to read what you have been exposed to. So we'll be having that. Also, we'll have Deirdre. She'll be coming on dealing with real estate law. We'll get her on multiple shows. Can't forget my boy Q, Quincy, dealing with this music side, dealing with hip-hop. We'll be doing some live things with him. He'll also be a part of us touring when we get this R&B, this comedy up and going. It's going to be called the Wellness Tour. We'll get that going. But we got quite a few people, man, that will definitely be making their way onto the show. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to these Wednesdays at 4:55 Pacific time, Eastern Standard Time, 7:55. We're definitely looking forward to that. But we're gonna have a good time with it, man. But basically, also want to get into the fact of my sister is so funny. She just texted me. She's going to be. She has custom candles. So she's going to be. That's what I know. She got custom candles. So we're gonna have a website web page for her. You can get your holiday candles going on, and. No, so we're going to have fun with it, man. We're going to have fun with it. I know we kind of touched on quite a few things today and just kind of giving you the baseline of what we're going to be talking about. So next week, maybe you're going to be listening to a little bit of music. We're going to have some people on. We're going to do that. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time, man. So basically, Big Daddy, you telling me, man, that you're not going to do nothing for Thanksgiving, man? Don't tell me you ain't going to get some German chocolate cake, baby. Don't even tell me that.
Nah, I'm just getting ready to go home and make a good bowl of tuna.
I thought we going out today, man. But we ain't going to have a steak today?
I don't think so.
Well, then I might have to sit there and have one by myself then, baby. We might have to do that.
You might, if you said something.
All right. Then we'll definitely
we
do that.
Can do it. You can twist my arm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm treating, so, you know, that's the situation there. I'll do the treating today, man. I'll definitely do the treating today. I'll tell you, too, man, what I wanted to look at, too, and what I wanted to say. We are going to be touching on some spiritual laws, some universal laws that are governing our everyday life. Most people, they're not even aware of these. Most people engage in these laws and have no idea about these laws. You know, whether we're talking about the law of karma, cause and effect, whether we're talking about laws dealing with gratitude, whether we, you know, it's so many of them, laws of entanglement. You know, we were just talking earlier before we came on the air about, you know, people calling you up trying to throw monkey wrenches or whatever, left hooks into you. But you know what?
A bunch of other things, superstition.
Oh, my God, man. We're going to be talking
about irrational beliefs.
Oh, my God. It goes.
It's deep.
It is deep. But I'm going to tell you something. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take these laws, and we're going to take them one by one by one. And we are going to look at them and see how they intertwine in your daily lives. Anybody, from if you're on the street, if you're on the corner, I don't care where you at. You implement these laws into whatever you're doing, and you will have success from these laws. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing, too, man. I'm going to tell you, and sometimes this hits people in the wrong way when I tell people that. 90% of the things that we are tripping over, going through this human experience of what we are, this energy source of what we are, but being this human experience that we're going through at this particular time point, universe is not even flipping a hat to it. And once we understand that there is no left, that there is no right, that there is no up, that there is no down, that there is no right or wrong, that there's only degrees. When universe looks at everything, it's looking at it in a neutral point. This is why, you know, back to that point earlier today of suffering. This is why of prosperity. This is why your prayers aren't being answered. Things that we do, we have to look at them as being vibrations. We're sitting here right now. We're vibrating. We're talking. That's a vibration. Things that your mind, what you're thinking about, you're subconsciously thinking about, consciously thinking about, they're vibrations. These vibrations, once understood, set things into motion. Now, if you understand the scientific part of universe, then you can wield this energy to your desires. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to not experience prosperity. Everything, once again, is due to choice. choice. Bottom line, I choose to engage in this knowledge or I choose not to. And universe has no pity on ignorance. Has none. There's enough prophets, there's enough scrolls, there's enough scriptures. When you lay all these things down, I don't care whether or not, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. It's all about one single thing. You know, understanding how these things work scientifically. You know, it's so funny. You go to church and you go to different religious gatherings, and we're going to be tacking on and talking about religion compared to spirituality. Those are two different things. Person can say, oh, Johnny, he's very religious and he goes to church every day. I'm going to be honest with you. It means absolutely flying whatever to me. Don't mean anything. How spiritual are you, man? What's in your heart? What is in your heart? That's the main thing. You can get a guy and he never stepped foot in a church in his life. Be the best guy you ever met before just because he's naturally pure at heart. One of the key factors, too. But getting into that also is that something we're going to be looking at is that stuff, things that a person says, things that a person does, those things are embedded into that universe, into that information grid. And we'll be getting into the Akashic records. We'll be getting into what Akashic means. We'll be getting into that lovely information, because that is something. I was blessed enough, Ken, that I actually took a level one Akashic reading class with Donna Fox here in Cleveland. Wonderful lady. She will be on this show with us too, and she'll be on as guest host with us also. Beautiful lady. And basically, the level one Akashic class was teaching you how to tap into this information, how to get that information. And when you find out that majority of the successful people in this world had a meditation room, and they were very spiritual. Einstein was very spiritual. Carnegie was very spiritual. Napoleon Hill, very spiritual. And Alexander Graham Bell, very spiritual. Ben Franklin, very spiritual. Those people knew about some things. A lot of things were passed down to them, information passed down to them, apprenticeship type of situation. Didn't necessarily, I'm not, quote, I'm this religion, I'm that religion. It's about spirituality. What was going on before religion came to the scene? We'll be tapping onto that. And we want to hear your views, too. What was going on before that? You know, what was going on? And that's what we want to do. And in getting back to that point, we will bring these laws to you to let you see whether you're on the street, whether you're in corporate America, whether you're working at McDonald's. It doesn't make a difference. You can bring these laws into your life, get a chance to understand these laws, and then make these laws work for you. If I had one thing, one of my first books, man, that just overtook me that I read was by Deepak Chopra. I had a chance to meet him a couple years back at a metaphysics expo in Lakeland Community College. Met him. The first book I read was called The Seven Spiritual Laws to Success. And if I have any book to recommend to anyone on a first read type of deal, is Deepak Chopra's Seven Spiritual Laws to Success, man. It is just, it gets into to the laws of Dharma, the laws of Karma. I mean, just so much information in that book, man. And I even have the audio tapes to it, too. Wonderful book, wonderful situation to get into. So we'll be doing, you know, we'll be touching base on those books, that information, and it's so many other laws. It's just not one. Seven laws, eight laws, 10 laws. There are so many laws out there. I'm still learning and will always learn. And I know you're going to be doing the same, Ken, as far as learning those laws and dealing with those things. But in closing today, so we got a caller. Caller, go ahead and speak.
Hey, what's going on? Let's jump.
Hey, what's happening with you, buddy? What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Sitting here listening to the show and all
right.
I was sitting up here, you know, we just touched down in Cleveland not too long ago.
Oh, okay. How was your trip up, man?
You know, that traffic, you know how it is. It wasn't too bad, though. You know, the seven do me right, so it was a comfortable ride.
Right. There you go, baby. It's always nice when you're riding in a seven series. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hit navigation on and go ahead and put yourself to the direction, man. For sure. What's going on with you for the holidays?
Come up here to see the family.
Okay.
You know, for Thanksgiving and everything. So we were sitting here listening to the show.
Okay.
And it's funny because me and my wife were sitting there. She had got rented that DVD, The Secret. And I knew nothing about it.
Like, you know,
say what?
But, no, yeah, the secret, being one of the spiritual laws, right. So how'd you like it?
Oh, I loved it. It kind of caught me off guard because so much about it is like what I go through in my life. You know,
exactly.
Like you was talking about the spiritual thing. It's folks the spiritual that never step foot in the church. You know, I used to go to church every week. Now, not so much. But it's just so funny because a lot of times I sit there and I'll talk with God, or I sit there and I say it's certain things that I want. And it's like it's not even that I pray for it. You know what I'm saying? It's like I sit here and I talk it into existence. I talk it in the, like I wanted that seven.
Right.
My dream car.
You know
what I'm saying? Never thought I would be able to get it, but it happened. You know,
right. I understand. I definitely understand what you're saying. See, because the secret is dealing with the law of attraction. But one of the key points that I would definitely say, and you can say it, you can talk whatever it is into your life. So when you look at that, then if you know that you can talk that into your life, then why in the hell would somebody want to talk hell into their life? Wouldn't you want to sit there and say, you know what, guess what, man? Not only that, give me one of them. I want one of them 09. 750.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
I want that 09 Bentley GT. I want my AAA bonds. I want X amount of dollars. I want to be financially independent instead of people talking a whole bunch of other things into their life and cannot figure out where is it coming from. That mindset. Right, exactly. If a person would just take the time and say, you know what, man, let me just think about nothing but what I want. And you know what's so funny about it? It's not that you have to pray about something every day and sit there and every single day pray about it. Once you have it locked in, once you have a burning desire about it, it's imprinted on the universe. Just get ready for when it comes.
Once it's imprinted, Big Daddy, you got to do this. You always got to take that first step.
Yeah, you got to work for it.
You got to walk it.
Right.
You don't walk it, it ain't. I mean, it's not going to just come to you. You got to want it. You got to
right. Well, you got to want it now. But when them signs come, when you see them in front of you, you got to take action, man. See, people get blessings all day long, but they take no action towards them. The universe, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you have did, it's trying to give you 100% of it right now. It's whether you choose to engage in it or not. So you can have a jacked up mindset, not engage in a damn thing. Or you can have another mindset and say, you know what, this is the opportunity. Let me see where it's going to lead me and then jump on it. You see what I'm saying? Because universe favors movement, it favors faith, and it favors courage. Planets, galaxies are made just like that. You understand? It doesn't sit there and say, woo, let me think about making a galaxy. It makes a galaxy full blast. Dude, just like Barry Bonds, get to the plate. Man ain't going for no single when he get up there, man. He going for the yard. You understand me what I'm saying? 400 foot or better. That's how it's going, baby. That's how it's going. But listen, man, I appreciate the call in. Would you have a great holiday? Great holiday. Definitely do that. But I definitely appreciate the call. All right. Have a good one. Yeah, that's something we're going to be touching on too, man. We'll definitely be touching on the secret. We'll definitely be touching on that. But that's just one law. One law, the law of attraction, but very important law, because that law is neutral. Universe is not blinking. If you're sending vibes out there, you're going to get back those vibes. And we're going to be touching into that. You're going to get back those vibes, but you can wield that for your benefit. You can concentrate on the businesses that you want, the health that you want, the relationships that you want. Not so much of concentrating on, oh, negative this, negative that, negative that, if you want to go, but concentrate on that higher vibrational spirit, the higher vibrational level. Very important. Lower vibrational levels, that's the negative thinking. Higher vibrational levels, once again, higher vibrational levels, reach those different planes of information, those different planes of spirituality, those different planes of what's mental. Very, very important. But that was a good point. A lot of people have, I've seen people go crazy over that book. I've seen people go crazy over that DVD. You know what I mean? And it was so funny. Been on the shelves for years. The one person to make somebody aware of it, you know what I mean? Took one person of people knowing that person and say, you know what? That's a good book. And what did it do? Change a nation, man. Change a nation. So definitely, we are, definitely, I think we're coming close. We're coming close to the end of the show. We want to say from both of us, we appreciate everybody listening in. Man, you got anything to say? Because I'm about ready to eat, baby.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity just to be here. And just a little final thought from me. Everybody out there, keep your head up.
Keep it up, baby. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. And I want that hammer because I want to swing it till I can't swing it no more. I want to, if I break it, I want to go buy me another one.
Daddy, I keep two hammers.
You keep two? All right, man, for sure. I definitely keep them. All right, man, we appreciate you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Peace.